Regarding the Importance of Cooking. September 20th, 1901. Some are called to what are looked upon as humble duties, it may be, to cook. But the science of cooking is not a small matter. The skillful preparation of food is one of the most essential arts, standing above music teaching or dressmaking. By this, I do not mean to discount music teaching or dressmaking, for they are essential. But more important still is the art of preparing food so that it is both healthful and appetizing. This art should be regarded as the most valuable of all the arts, because it is so closely connected with life. It should receive more attention, for in order to make good blood, the system requires good food. The foundation of that which keeps people in health is the medical missionary work of good cooking. Often health reform is made health deform by the unpalatable preparation of food. The lack of knowledge regarding healthful cookery must be remedied before health reform is a success. Good cooks are few. Many, many mothers need to take lessons in cooking, that they may set before the family well-prepared, neatly served food. Before children take lessons on the organ or the piano, they should be given lessons in cooking. The work of learning to cook need not exclude music, but to learn music is of less importance than to learn how to prepare food that is wholesome and appetizing. Connected with our sanitariums and schools, there should be cooking schools where instruction is given on the proper preparation of food. In our schools, there should be those who are fitted to educate the students, both men and women, in the art of cooking. Women especially should learn how to cook. It is a sin to place poorly prepared food on the table because the matter of eating concerns the well-being of the entire system. The Lord desires His people to appreciate the necessity of having food prepared in such a way that it will not make sour stomachs, and in consequence, sour tempers. Let us remember that there is practical religion in a loaf of good bread. Let not the work of cooking be looked upon as a sort of slavery. What would become of those in our world if all who are engaged in cooking should give up their work with the flimsy excuse that it is not sufficiently dignified? Cooking may be regarded as less desirable than other lines of work, but in reality, it is a science above all other sciences. Thus, God regards the preparation of healthful food. He places a high estimate on those who do faithful service in preparing wholesome, palatable food. The one who understands the art of properly preparing food and who uses this knowledge is worthy of higher commendation than those engaged in any other line of work. This talent should be regarded as equal in value to 10 talents, for its right use has much to do with keeping the human organism in health. Because so inseparably connected with life and health, it is the most valuable of all gifts. We need to remember that cold feet are frequently the cause of illness. God will not work a miracle to preserve the health of those who neglect the simplest laws of life. The failure to take what some regard as useless precautions has often brought disease, resulting in death. By taking proper care of the body, we show that we realize that we belong to Christ and that we have no right to disqualify ourselves for His service. Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, 20.